Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Shane Mack. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Tapani. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Glenn Allen Hill. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Aldred. Batting seventh. The DH, Carlos Martinez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Otto. And now, play ball. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gladden hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Gladden reaches second base with a double. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gladden moves to third. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Allen Hill is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tapani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tapani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Harper hits a line drive beyond first. Aldred can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mack strikes out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Larkin hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Whiten hits a line drive towards third. Lewis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Aldrete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive beyond second. Berger can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a pop-up into right center field for a base hit. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Martinez moves to second. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner strikes out. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Furman hits a fly ball into right field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martinez moves to third. Two outs. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harper strikes out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larkin. The throw from Skinner and he is out, Berga applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga strikes out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Laos is 0-for-1 in the game. Leos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gladden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gladden. The throw from Skinner and he is out, Furman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 0 for 1 in the game. Whiten hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aldrete is 0 for 1 in the game. Aldrete strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch strikes out. Skinner drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Knobloch out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett bunts for a single. Chili Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furman is 0 for 1 in the game. Furman hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground for a single. Furman moves to second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. Furman moves to third. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Furman scores. Brown scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 0-for-2 in the game. Whiten hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Laos is 0-for-2 in the game. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Aldrete batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Aldrete is 0-for-2 in the game. Aldrete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Martinez is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to second. Two outs. Felix Furman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Furman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Furman takes first base on ball 4. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Twins. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Berga is 0-for-3 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell is hit by the pitch. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0-for-3 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Sean Hillig is now pitching. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mack strikes out. 1 out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larkin strikes out. 2 outs. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Laos is 0-for-3 in the game. Laos hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Mike Aldrete batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Aldrete is 0-for-3 in the game. Aldrete takes first base on ball 4. Alex Cole pinch hits for Carlos Martinez. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cole for the out. Aldrete moves to second. 1 out. Luis Lopez pinch hits for Joel Skinner. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Aldrete scores. It's 5-3, Twins. Chris James pinch hits for Felix Fermin. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. James strikes out. 2 outs. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lopez moves to second. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hill is 0-for-4 in the game. Hill strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.